Lesson 1F.
Stars of the vlogosphere. Helicopters circled the sky above Piccadilly Circus as the police officers below struggled to control the thousands of fans on the streets outside the bookstore. A few weeks earlier, 700 people had been waiting at the same store the day David Beckham arrived to sign copies of his autobiography. So little public interest was expected for someone that nobody over 20 had ever heard of. So who were the thousands of young fans waiting for? The latest pop sensation? A celebrity from a reality show? No. The young man causing so much excitement was a vlogger, a video blogger. 21-year-old Alfie Days was in London to promote a book based on his extremely successful vlog, Pointless. With over 4 million subscribers, Alfie had become famous by making and uploading videos of himself and his friends taking part in games and activities that have no purpose, hence the name of the vlog. But he is just one of a small army of vloggers with large followings that have become much bigger stars than actors and pop singers. And now the mass media want to know what makes them so attractive. The answer, of course, is not simple, but successful vloggers do share some common characteristics. They are outgoing, quick-witted, and spontaneous in front of their webcams, which enables them to create a close relationship with their viewers. There is also a lot of interaction with the audience, and vloggers ask their followers for feedback on their videos. This means vloggers can adapt the content of their videos to keep their viewers happy. It is material that is made by young people for young people without any intrusion from media corporations. What is more, the accessibility that modern technology offers means that the vlogs can be watched anywhere and at any time. All these ingredients put together have created a two-way relationship between vloggers and their fans based on shared interests and trust that cannot be found between the providers and users of other media. However, it appears that those shared interests and that trust might be negatively affected by something that has existed for a lot longer than vlogging: money. Some of the big-name vloggers can earn up to £20,000 for displaying an advertisement on their channel or for showing advertisements at the beginning of their videos. They can also earn a lot of money for mentioning a product in a vlog, and even more money for reviewing new products. About 1,000 vloggers around the world earn at least £100,000 a year from their YouTube income. Furthermore, when a vlogger has more than 10,000 subscribers, they can use the high-tech facilities at YouTube Creator Spaces in cities such as London and New York and produce very professional, and some would say commercial, vlogs for the platform. So, will vlogs go the way of many TV programs and films and become simple vehicles for selling products? Not according to the vloggers, who say that their creative independence is far more important than making money. However, Zoella, one of the few vloggers in the public eye in Britain, caused a scandal after following Alfie Day's example and publishing a book. At the book launch, Zoella claimed that it had always been her dream to write a novel. But just a few weeks later, she had to admit that she hadn't written it alone and had had help with it. Her name was just being used to sell it. Most of her fans forgave her, but many media experts saw it as a sign that vlogging had lost its innocence and that the media corporations were taking control.